This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to another work from home Monday. You know, I was talking with friends over the weekend. One of them, she was just told, just settle in because they're probably not going back to work and till after the holidays.
Yeah.
2021.
Wow. Yeah. I know quite a few people the same thing. Including,
really?
Including Megan. I think they said maybe after the holidays.
Your girlfriend.
Yeah. So all I know is I'm wearing sweatpants in the office today.
And I've never seen you in sweatpants before.
Well, listen, I don't have to worry about some vice president walking down the hallways giving me side eye.
Because
there's no.
That's true.
It's just us.
And believe me, that has happened.
That has happened in my career.
He comes in here once, shorts, flip flops, hat on backwards, and that's when we got the dress code. And I know you guys heard that story.
Oh my gosh. Many years ago at the old building. That's right. Yeah, I was responsible for a dress code.
Everyone was so mad, even yourself, because you had to wear a tie.
For 6 or 7 years. Here's the approach I took. I'm like, all right, you want a dress code? I'll give you dress. So I wore a tie into work every day for 6 or 7 years.
I hope you enjoyed that one day that you wore flip-flops. Was it worth years of a tie?
No, it was not.
That is so funny.
But I will be back to, when everybody comes back into the office one day, I will be wearing appropriate attire.
Gee, thanks.
You know, maybe I'll even shave. Who knows? All I know is this. We have a great prize for you guys this Monday morning. For Beat the Bee, it is a $50 gift card to Carrabba's Italian Grill. They are open for car side, carry out, and delivery. And we're going to play at 8:30.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And what a beautiful weekend. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you got out in some of that warm weather.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So this is interesting. Guess what just happened in New Jersey exactly 20 minutes ago. So at 6 a.m., retail stores opened for curbside pickup. Now, these are the stores that, you know, were deemed non-essential before, like clothing stores.
Yeah.
How about that? You can go shopping.
Curbside, yeah. Customers not allowed to go inside at all. Yeah. As Jen mentioned, just curbside. You have to wait in your car. An employee with a mask on will bring the order out to you. I don't know if you can call ahead and say, you know what? I need a pack of underwear, please.
I prefer tiny whiteys.
That's right. Or maybe large whiteys because I'm getting heavier. Please, the extra large whiteys.
I get the 5-pack.
The 5-pack. Double XL.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work, but yeah. I guess you just call and say.
Or you place your order online.
Yeah.
You know, so, but somebody will be handling your underwear at some point. Anyway, you can have, if you need something that day, though, that's really good because at least you can get it that day and not have to wait online. All non-essential construction, too, in New Jersey can resume today. So you can have the pros come over to do the job right.
Which is great,
yeah,
right? If you're building a deck or you're doing something in your backyard, it'll be done by summer, hopefully.
Listen, yeah, I have neighbors. Now, I don't live in Jersey, but they can't even get their roofs done yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, if you need a new roof in Jersey, you are in luck. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's
B101.1. Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Did you guys hear who is rumored to play Carol Baskin in that Tiger King movie that's being made? Tara Reid.
Like it.
Little Tara Reid from Sharknado. No, I don't see it except for the blonde hair. So I am not impressed so far with the cast.
Well, she was great in all the American Pie movies, too. Of course, that's where she gained all her fame. But I could see her playing Carol
Baskin.
I can, totally. And Nicolas Cage is Joe Exotic. I like that. I know you don't. You're not a big fan. Who would you like to see?
Well, David Spade just looks like him already.
Mm.
Katherine Heigl, I would like to say, play.
Yeah.
See Carol Baskin.
I don't think Spade. And
I think Tara's awful. It's not a good cast.
Spade's not tall enough. He's like 5'5". And I think Joe Exotic's like 6'1 or something.
Is he? See, yeah. He looked kind of smaller to me.
But in stature and in age,
yeah.
Him and Nicolas Cage mirror each other. So I think, and with the makeup, I think it would look good.
They could probably make anyone with the makeup, you know?
Somebody, there's a whole blog dedicated to somewhere, you know, where they list the top people. Jared Leto, I think would be a good.
Jared would be awesome. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to see as many TV movies made as possible. Kind of like that Long Island Lolita thing years ago. Remember that?
There
was like four TV movies.
What was the guy's name?
Joey. Buttafuoco.
Buttafuoco.
And here's a little trivia for you. Alyssa Milano played the Long Island Lolita as well as Drew Barrymore.
What was her name? Amy.
Amy Fisher.
God, you're good.
I don't know why I remember all this stuff.
Because you watched a million of those TV movies.
Yeah, and looks like we're going to watch more when I'm telling you, they're going to come out with a whole bunch of Tiger King films. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Hey, good morning. Got a question for you. You know what? We've been all obviously following the stay-at-home orders for past couple of months. Have you even used Uber or like any rideshare service at all since you've been home?
I have not.
Right.
I have not seen anyone even in my neighborhood using it so far. I know it's still up and running, but I do know where you're going with this. I heard that starting today, all Uber and Lyft drivers and passengers need to wear masks.
Starting today.
Starting today. I mean, are these... they're just going into effect, these rules, and passengers have to sit in the back. Of course they have to sit in the back. And of course everyone should be wearing masks. I don't know why it's so late in the game.
I don't either.
Weeks and weeks late with this. No joke. Listen, if I were an Uber driver, all right, or Lyft driver, I would install, no kidding here, like some makeshift plexiglass window.
Yes.
Like you see in the stores.
That's a great idea.
To kind of, you know, have that
between
barrier.
Between the cashiers and whatnot.
Yeah, kind of like we have.
We have a
big glass window between us. Yeah, got to be safe. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
So if you have a high school or a college senior who obviously won't be getting the chance to walk across the stage and celebrate graduation with family and friends, which I think is really the hardest part, at least for my senior. Plus, they don't get a chance to, like, say that proper goodbye in person to their classmates. Like, my daughter got her yearbook on Friday.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to sign the thing.
I know.
When will she ever see these people again? You know what I mean? So we want to help recognize those kids, okay, who have worked so hard all year. We need your help to do it.
Yeah, and this is what you do. You go to our website. You can just add their name, a photo, and a message from you to this very cool Class of 2020 yearbook that we have set up on the website. It is sponsored by Army. You can visit them at goarmy.com/Philadelphia, and you can check it out at b101philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, let's make this Work From Home Monday a happy one. I mean, we just had a gorgeous weekend. This coming weekend is a holiday. Reminder, Memorial Day weekend. So give us a call. Tell us something good, okay? What is good in your life right now? So for me, I'm so excited, Bill. This coming Thursday, my daughter, she's going to be filmed walking across the stage in the cap and gown for her high school, getting her diploma. Parents are allowed to be there to watch. You're allowed to bring two family members. So, yeah, Jim and I will go, and I'm excited for her.
Well, I'll tell you something else good. You sent me the text. I loved how what your daughter was voted. Now, tell everybody. Well, this is very cool.
They got their yearbooks, you know, on Friday, and one of the funny things that they do is, you know, so-and-so has been voted to be most likely to whatever. Mm-hmm. So my daughter and her best friend were voted most likely to be social media influencers.
And it's a great picture. And I liked how they had their Instagram names on there, too.
It
was
funny.
Very cool. Yeah, so that's good. I'll tell you something good, Jen Ryan.
Yeah?
The state of my golf game. Oh. I was very...
Were you awesome? Did you get a hole-in-one?
I got a birdie. I got two birdies in a row.
What's a birdie?
So birdie
under
is
par.
When you go... So, like, if it's a par three and you score a two, that is
one
a birdie.
Under par.
Yeah, so I got back-to-back birdies. I was actually... good. Like, I was decent. Maybe the time... I got to be honest. During this whole thing, I didn't really think about golf too much. So many more important things in life, obviously. So maybe that time away cleared
mental
my mind.
Mental break? Physical
maybe.
Break? You never know.
I was pretty good. Yeah, so I was shocked. But how about you guys? Tell us something good that's going on in your life right now. Give us a call and share. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So we want to make this work from home Monday a happy one. We just had this beautiful weekend, right? Memorial Day weekend is coming up. These are all good things. And we want to know what's good in your life right now.
Yeah, so give us a call and share all that good stuff. Go ahead, Jessica.
My little mini dachshund back in February had to have major back surgery because he lost movement in his back leg because of a slip disc. Today is his 9th birthday, and he's pretty much back to himself, hopping around.
That is awesome.
Yep, he's awesome.
I tell you.
We took like a 3-mile walk the other day. He was a champ.
Jessica, seriously, you know, when you're a doggy parent, you just feel so bad for those little guys and girls. So it's great to see them back up and running, back to normal.
Absolutely. It was so hard, and it's such a boost to see him back to himself.
What's his name?
Frankie.
Well, we're so glad you called and shared Frankie's good news.
Thank you. Happy birthday to Frankie today.
Happy birthday,
Frankie.
Bye, Jess.
Thanks, guys.
Well, how about you? Tell us some good news. We want to hear something good this morning. Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we want to make this work from home Monday a happy one. I mean, we're coming off such a gorgeous weekend. Mm-hmm. Next weekend's a holiday weekend, Memorial Day already. So, yeah, let's keep the good up, the good vibes going.
Yeah, give us a call. Tell us what is good in your life right now. Go ahead, Mary.
My daughter, who just turned 30 on the 12th, she's always been in a wheelchair. She started PT the end of January. They thought she would not be able to flex her ankles or anything because they were at a minus 12 and a minus 14. Within 3 months, she is at a 2 and a 3, and they are fitting her for Mothos for walking.
Wow.
Mary,
this is incredible.
How does it even make you feel? How does she feel?
I am so emotionally happy.
Yeah.
I didn't even think she'd be this way. And let me tell you, the PT person in CHOP was the one that we made her so happy because she didn't think Samantha would get to this until within a year.
Wow.
This is like a miracle story. It really is.
Yes.
Wow.
You're going to get her up on her feet and see what she can do. She's very happy.
This is a huge accomplishment and really a milestone in her life and in your life. So congratulations. That is, doesn't get
thank
much better
you.
Than that.
I would like to thank the people at NovaCare in Collegeville because they're her therapists, Morgan, Janice, and Melissa. They have done such wonderful work with her.
Salute to you guys. Absolutely.
We are so happy to hear that good news, Mary. Congratulations to your family.
Thank you. And you stay safe.
You too, Mary. Wow. What a happy story. And that's what we want to hear from you guys. Share some good news. What is good in your life right now? Give us a call. And here's our number, 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So if you have a high school or a college senior who obviously won't be getting the chance to walk across the stage and celebrate graduation with family and friends, which I think is really the hardest part, at least for my senior. Plus, they don't get a chance to, like, say that proper goodbye in person to their classmates. Like, my daughter got her yearbook on Friday.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to sign the thing.
I know.
When will she ever see these people again? You know what I mean? So we want to help recognize those kids, okay, who have worked so hard all year. We need your help to do it.
Yeah, and this is what you do. You go to our website. You can just add their name, a photo, and a message from you to this very cool Class of 2020 yearbook that we have set up on the website. It is sponsored by Army. You can visit them at goarmy.com/Philadelphia, and you can check it out at b101philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, let's make this Work From Home Monday a happy one. I mean, we just had a gorgeous weekend. This coming weekend is a holiday reminder, Memorial Day weekend. So give us a call. Tell us something good, okay? What is good in your life right now? So for me, I'm so excited, Bill. This coming Thursday, my daughter, she's going to be filmed walking across the stage in the cap and gown for her high school, getting her diploma. Parents are allowed to be there to watch. You're allowed to bring two family members. So, yeah, Jim and I will go, and I'm excited for her.
Well, I'll tell you something else good. You sent me the text. I loved how what your daughter was voted. Now tell everybody. Well, this is very cool.
They got their yearbooks, you know, on Friday. Mm-hmm. And one of the funny things that they do is, you know, so-and-so has been voted to be most likely to whatever. Mm-hmm. So my daughter and her best friend were voted most likely to be social media influencers.
And it's a great picture. And I liked how they had their Instagram names on there, too. That was very cool. Yeah, so that's good. I'll tell you something good, Jen Ryan.
Yeah?
The state of my golf game. Oh. I was very...
Were you awesome? Did you get a hole-in-one?
I got a birdie. I got two birdies in a row.
What's a birdie?
The birdie is when you go, so like if it's a par three and you score a two, that is that is a birdie.
Under par.
Yeah, so I got back-to-back birdies. I was actually good. Like, I was decent. Maybe the time, I got to be honest, during this whole thing, I haven't even really, didn't really think about golf too much. So many more important things in life, obviously. So maybe that time away cleared
mental
my mind.
Break, physical
maybe.
Break, you never know.
I was pretty good, yeah, so I was shocked. But how about you guys? Tell us something good that's going on in your life right now. Give us a call and share. 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So we want to make this work from home Monday a happy one. We just had this beautiful weekend, right? Memorial Day weekend is coming up. These are all good things. And we want to know what's good in your life right now.
Yeah, so give us a call and share all that good stuff. Go ahead, Jessica.
My little mini dachshund back in February had to have major back surgery because he lost movement in his back legs because of a slipped disc. Today it's his ninth birthday, and he's pretty much back to himself, hopping around.
That is awesome.
Yep, he's awesome.
I tell you.
We took like a 3-mile walk the other day. He was a champ.
Jessica, seriously, you know, when you're a doggy parent, you just feel so bad for those little guys and girls. So it's great to see them back up and running, back to normal.
Absolutely. It was so hard, and it's such a boost to see him back to himself.
What's his name?
Frankie.
Well, we're so glad you called and shared Frankie's good news.
Thank you. Happy birthday to Frankie today.
Happy birthday, Frankie.
Bye, Jess.
Thanks, guys.
Well, how about you? Tell us some good news. We want to hear something good this morning. Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we want to make this work from home Monday a happy one. I mean, we're coming off such a gorgeous weekend. Mm-hmm. Next weekend's a holiday weekend, Memorial Day already. So, yeah, let's keep the good vibes going.
Yeah, give us a call. Tell us what is good in your life right now. Go ahead, Mary.
My daughter, who just turned 30 on the 12th, she's always been in a wheelchair. She started PT the end of January. Mm-hmm. They thought she would not be able to flex her ankles or anything because they were at a minus 12 and a minus 14. Within 3 months, she is at a 2 and a 3, and they are fitting her for Mofos for walking.
Wow.
Mary,
this is incredible.
How does it even make you feel? How does she feel?
I am so emotionally happy.
Yeah.
I didn't even think she'd be this way. And let me tell you, the PT person in CHOP was the one that we made her so happy because she didn't think Samantha would get to this until within a year.
Wow.
This is like a miracle story. It really is.
Yes.
Wow.
We're going to get her up on her feet and see what she can do. She's very happy.
This is a huge accomplishment and really a milestone in her life and in your life. So congratulations. That is, doesn't get
thank
much better
you.
Than that.
I would like to thank the people at NovaCare in Collegeville because they're her therapists, Morgan, Janice, and Melissa. They have done such wonderful work with her.
Absolutely.
We are so happy to hear that good news, Mary. Congratulations to your family.
Thank you. And you stay safe.
You too, Mary. Wow. What a happy story. And that's what we want to hear from you guys. Share some good news. What is good in your life right now? Give us a call. And here's our number, 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.